is gone. Jesus is crucified. I think it will reveal much to you that is important. When I would come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him. And the malefactors went on the right side, the other on the left side. They crucified him. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and lots, cast lots. And the people shouted, they stood behind, beholding, and the rulers also with them, derided him. They derided the crucified man, saying, he saves others. Let him save himself. If he be Christ, the chosen of God, let him save himself. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar. And they said, if thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself. And a superscription also was written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew. This is the king of the Jews. And one of the malcontents, the malefactors, which were hanged, ruled on him, saying, if thou Christ, thou be Christ, save thyself and us. Everybody is saying, why don't you save yourself? But the other answering, rebuked him, saying, dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly we received the due reward of him of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily, I say unto thee, Today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Is this crucified man saying today, Thou shalt be with me in paradise? And it was when, about the sixth hour, and there was a darkness overhead, all the earth, until the ninth hour. Now, the world has crucified Jesus here. He's dead. And he's not dead. What do you make of it? The sun went into darkness. The veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said that, gave up the ghost. You think he was there and God stood by and God said, Well, they want to crucify him. I guess I can't stop it. I guess they better crucify him. Sound likely? Or does it sound as if God said, Well, I'll pardon him or something and he'll come back again? Can you see what's happening? They think they crucified this man because they crucified him. And he is alive right at the time of the crucifixion. Why? How do you crucify light? You can't stick nails in the light. You can't cause any punishment to happen to the light. You can't bury the light. There's another life there. A life of light. Infinite light. And when you're convinced of that, because Jesus walked back, then you must say to yourself, Did he say that I was light? Did he teach that we are to seek the Christ? Did he put out a revelation to John? And what was the purpose of it? To tell the world that I am light and I am alive. Why else would the revelation go out? But you see, Jesus was the Christ. And you are to seek the Christ. But it's not the Christ of somebody else's being. It's the Christ of your own being, because the Christ is light, and you are light. And if this happens to you at any time, you will know that I am the light, just as Jesus knew it here. Someday you will recognize in your meditations that this is the truth of what you are. That's why you can look at his burial knowing he's not buried. Look at his crucifixion knowing he's not crucified. And you can say, I could not be crucified either. But I must be the realized light. I am now the unrealized light. That's the difference. The difference in knowing that you're the light is now a process that has to begin and enable you to find the light that you are. And as you find the light that you are Christ is. And it's no big dark secret. It's God's plan for all of us. I mean, everyone in the world. The thief, the murderer, the stockbroker who's chiseling his clients out in front of everybody, the bad guys and the good guys. They are all the same substance. All religions are the same substance. All atheists are the same substance. It makes no difference who you are. All you are in a physical form is walking toward your own light. And there will be some among us we can see from time to time are coming into an awareness, and they are showing forth certain grace, certain freedom, certain ability to get things done. And you say to yourself, why do they do it? Well, if you examine them, you'll find that there is a substance that they are aware of called their light. And I can name five among you who know that right now. And their light is identical to your light. There's no difference. It's not a similar light. Everyone is sharing the one light. And so we have our work cut out. And that's what the infant way is all about. To teach you that you are the light. A strange thing happened to me. I was in a class 3 years ago, and I met someone who said to me, I've heard Betty. And Betty was my ex-wife. I said, what did she say? She told me what she said. I didn't doubt her saying that because it seemed reasonable to assume that a wife would be in touch with her husband in one way. Why she picked on this young woman to speak to me, I don't know. There was something about the woman. There was something familiar about her I couldn't place. Anyway, she told me later that, well, my parents died when I was young, and my mother when I was two. And this lady approached me, and she said, I'm your mother. Well, I laughed at first a little bit, and then I talked about it. And something happened. I saw certain characteristics of the person. She didn't go on about it. So she said. Well, I said, when did you come back? And she said, well, your mother has died in 1920. I came back after that, about 35 years or 45 years. Mm-hmm. Then I remembered that I had been thinking that this was an unusual person in some respects, that I had a vision of my mother from her, and I compared it in my mind then, when she said that, to a cigarette case my dad had, which was one of those old-fashioned cigarette cases with a little insert of a photograph. And it was my mother who had died at the age of 22. And this woman said she was my mother. The reason I had thought that she was familiar to me was because she looked like my mother. And I was surprised, and I didn't argue about the point. She had spoken to Betty, my wife, and now she says she was my mother. And shortly after that, she gave me a magazine with a picture of a woman on it, a little girl, rather. And she said, I was that also. Well, who was that? That was Ann the girl who was in Holland, and they wrote a book about her. Pardon? Yeah. Yeah.
Anne Frank.
Anne Frank. So I said, well, now, you were my mother in 1920. You were Anne Frank in 1945, so. How did you do this? Well, after the first resurrection, I came to life, and I was a young girl, and then they found me in Holland, and they murdered me, and then I came to life again. There were periods of about 30 years, 25 maybe on one, 20, 10 maybe, and then some more time on the Anne Frank thing. Well, you might say, that's a strange thing, you couldn't believe that. I couldn't at first. It took me 10 minutes to believe it. We found that our hands were the identical size. Identical size. Mine is a small hand, it's very unusual. And this woman's hand was identical size. Her face was just like that photograph of my mother on the cigarette case. And then I found out certain characteristics that we shared. Temper, humor, and, well, now, from this lesson today, it would be possible to accept what I have accepted, if it happened to you. You would look at yourself and say, now, wait a minute now, people don't come back to life like that and all that. But if you found evidence to say that this is someone who I should be related to in some way, I'm sure some of you would change your opinions. At any rate, I'm expecting a lot of people to come up and tell me about their experiences. Because mine, it's valid as far as I'm concerned. And I'm wondering, though, how far back we can go on knowing incarnations. If you can go back beyond 1985, then you can go back, why not, to 1885 and 1775. Finally, you get to a point where, if I'm light, have I not been always alive? Is there a time when I didn't exist? Haven't I been just incarnating? And I'll discover that someday. I'll bunk into my lost brother. You know, he'll say, hello, Joe, and I'll look around. And I'll go, well, you calling me Joe? Yeah. Well, aren't you Joe? Yeah, well, how do you know? I'm your lost brother. I mean, it's going to happen. Well, that's what happened to me. And I'd like you to see that this man in here didn't die. Maybe this is weird, but nevertheless, some people believe it and some don't. I have written, I want to read it to you. I have written the things that I want you to know. And I could very well do the talk on it. But you know, every word is important to you. I mean, every word. I've written it for a long time. And I couldn't begin to get every word in as well as I have written it this time. So I'd like to read it to you. It's know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Why was Jesus not crucified? Because you cannot crucify the light. You cannot drive nails into the light. cannot inflict punishment on the light. These are facts, not opinions, not theories. These are facts which we can't prove. And you can depend on these facts. That's why I wanted to read it rather than talk and possibly forget some of it. What we call illusion is a soul illusion. Everything that we see that isn't, when we see it with our soul, we will see what it is. But our soul will always reveal to us what things are, which we cannot see with our mentality. When you try to crucify light, you discover that the light is omnipotent. There's nothing you can do to light. All you can do is look at it. And then when that's the light of the sun or the light of a bulb, but when you get to invisible light, you can't even look at it. So you can't crucify it. And that's what Jesus was. Invisible light. You see, he was the invisible Christ coming forth from the visible into his self. And that's what you could do if you knew how, because you are the invisible light. That's what he was teaching us, that we, each of us, is the invisible light. And it's incorporeal, omnipotent and incorporeal. Nothing physical about it. You can't hammer it down. You can't confine it. It avoids everything that you might grasp it with. And yet it's right there where my hand is, right there where you're sitting, right there where your head is. Omnipotent light. When you get to know it and how to use that light, how to let that light use you, that's what makes a master. The Pharisees thought that they had crucified Jesus. They thought they had silenced the man who was causing them problems. Thought they had buried that man. Thought they had silenced him and buried him. But they hadn't. All they buried was his physical body. But the man was still alive, just as he had always been alive. He told us himself that I was alive before this time that I walked the earth. He gave us that right in his gospel. Why, then, was he unable to be buried, crucified? The word pure refers to the quality of the light. You are made of pure light. You appear in a different substance than the pure light. But that's so you can find the pure light. The fifth level gives you an opportunity to find more of the pure light than you have found. At that time, you will be walking, and you will not be in a material body and not in the total Christ body. But in the fifth level, you'll be known as soul body. And that is what you're going to have to come to before you come to spirit body. And after spirit body, you will be that which is the Christ light. But you've got to go through these stages. But you've got to know you're going through those stages, and you've got to help going through them, or else you won't. And that's the part you're playing now, helping those stages. Every time you come to an experience which manufactures or makes the light seem stronger, makes the light seem more bountiful, you get an opportunity to witness a miracle in yourself. You say one day, where's this on my lip? I don't see it anymore. Well, some way you have come into the light, and someone else comes into another form of the light. And wherever the light is touched, in your imagination, in your consciousness, you find that it performs miracles. It just performs miracles that you can't do any other way. That light, when you have achieved some awareness of it, changes you. You have abilities you didn't know you had. And that light is such a power that when it comes into a man or a woman stronger than usual, they can disappear. They can actually disappear. You're going to find that you become more conscious of the light, and when you become more conscious of it, it's going to become more conscious of you. Now, let's not quibble about it. I want everyone to know that I am the light. I am the light. Even if you don't know it, or when I go outside and I bump into a tree, I'm still the light. And I've got to know always that the nature of my being is not a physical being. You only see me in a physical self because I hadn't learned that I was the light. And I've got to learn it. And I do learn it, and I creep up to it slowly but surely. Things in my life show me that I'm the light. Now, one of those things you're going to learn, you may be very adept at, is healing. And I wish when you heal next time, whether you heal yourself of a cold, your child of a flu or something like that, that you know, number one, before you start to heal them, this is not what it appears to be. This child is not a physical being. I won't tolerate that for a minute, because this is pure light. I don't see it, but it's pure light, and that's step number one. If you do that, you're on your way. Now, I'm going to me, and I'm pure light. I don't look like pure light either. So I am pure light. The child is pure light. I'm quiet with that idea, with that thought. And to my amazement, something happens. The pure light acts like pure light. He's getting better. From that point on, I'm a pure light fan. I know everything is pure light, and I stay with it. Now, I'd like you to try that. People may not come to you for help, but they don't have to come to you. Just know it. And if you see an accident on the street, meditate about the driver being pure light and you being pure light. If anything comes to your attention that is wrong, if someone in Siam is going to get his army and invade somewhere, take the case without anyone consulting you. Know that he is pure light, the leader. You are pure light. Be still with it. Don't be surprised too much, because pure light has magical qualities. And if you get into the swing of it so that you feel you're really getting the light, you find that you have powers you haven't dreamed about. And you find that you can heal people and who do ask, and grace begins to surround you in certain ways, financially and all that sort of thing. You really are a different self when you are aware that you are the light. And then you're still different when you are aware that everyone is the light and treat them as such. So that this fellow was very negative and very the sort of person you wouldn't want to associate with. Maybe at the office, he's the kind of a fellow trying to get so far ahead that he's jumping on everybody's toes. Take him into consciousness, not as the light without taking yourself in as the light, but always take you and the situation or the individual, and you'll be starting to move this into a different world. You'll be starting to take away the clouds. You find that this is hastening the transformation process. And there is a transformation process. We are coming into the light. And when each of us takes it upon himself to be that light, you're going to see the miracles right in your life. I mean miracles. Jesus Christ, we find, is that pure, eternal light. It never changes. It never changes. It never goes out of whack. It never never has to regenerate. It never has to come back for more light that it missed or left behind. It's the light always. And it's the same quality of the light. It's perfect. Now, that's the quality of you. You can't improve your light. It's God's light. You are God's light. And as you know it, you had an opportunity to work through you and on others as well. I really expect to hear that you've done it, because I expect amazing things to happen. I've got so much here, I don't know what I'm going to do with it. Now, that light was the body of Elijah, the body of Moses, the body of Jesus. They were all doing the miracles. Elijah was able to leave when he wanted to. Moses was able to leave when he wanted to. He lay down in his coffin because somebody said, let's bury Moses. And over time, I think he was 90 or something, and he was twinkling with his eyes, you know. And then you see him coming to Jesus later on. in a body of light. He was talking with Jesus and Elijah. All three were talking. How did they get there? It was after they all died. Bodies of light. They're not the only ones. I also say it, when Jesus was no longer in this world, but walking, they couldn't recognize him at first. Then, told him who he was. But you see, the body of light looks different than the physical form. That's why it didn't look the same. I'd like to make an assignment. I'd like every one of you to take it on himself, herself. My assignment is to find my body of light. Now, I don't expect to find it on Tuesday, but I expect to become aware of it. Aware of it. To rely on it. To know I have it. To know that when the Bible says, Spirit goes before me, they mean my body of light. It's not a little body, it's all of me. It covers the world and beyond. My body of light goes before me. So let's say I'm going somewhere and very important. We have to be aware that my body of light is already there. Dwell on it quietly. Then I go there. You might notice a difference. I advise you to know about it when you propose to that girl, because you send your body a light ahead, that'll help. Can we meditate on it for a moment? Get the feel of it. We are now going into a different area of life than what I have known. When I meditate, if I meditate as a physical being, I'm not meditating. It only sounded that way. You could have chanted or something that wouldn't have been finding the body of light. So now we go inside. The first thing we have to do is to get into no thought. Because the body of light is not a thought. It's deeper. Much deeper. Mind that was in Christ Jesus. What was that mind? Wasn't his mind capable of being anywhere that it wanted to be? Couldn't he be across the lake, or in the lake, or walking on the lake? Or on the mountaintop. That mind that was in Christ Jesus was everywhere that he wanted to be. Do you ever feel that you have a capacity to be in another place than your physical body? Think about it. crying beside the bedside of someone who needed it, if they needed it right now. You couldn't go, but your body of light could go. It's not going to go by itself. It has to have a purpose. We are put on this earth in these forms so that we may then pursue our quest for the body of light that we are. And when we have found that body of light and realize it, that word is in quotes because realize it means bring it into my understanding so that I am it. When we realize our body of light, you're suddenly aware that I'm not a mortal being. I've never been a mortal being. It's been a disguise. I am an immortal. The mortal that I appear to be is the one who dies. The immortal never dies. The body of light is the difference. Now you see, when a physical person dies, it's because he's unable to go further. But his body of light is alive. It can come back. It can reincarnate. It does. And if you've got 40 years away before you find your body of light, you will find something that you will treasure for the rest of your eternal life. And I tell you, it's the main event. We can waste our precious time on things we think we have to do, but as we whittle it down, get rid of something here and something there, find we have a little more time. The main thing to do is to develop your capacity to get into yourself and not to take thought. When you're taking no thought, you're in the Christ mind. And you're really taking no thought as a healing quality right in your own being. Something that bothered you doesn't bother you. Something that bothered your mind certainly doesn't. Something that was troubling you in worrying about it, there's nothing to worry about. You're not there. If you have people that disturb you, meditate on them, learning that they are not there, and neither are you. Get into your invisible self. One day you'll realize that you get into it quite easily. I can give you cases of how the invisible self does marvels. I can give you my own case for things. Just a short while ago, I was in Kauai. You know, I left there with three pairs of pants. That's all I had. My house was battered down. All my things were gone. In a short time, I didn't do anything about it. But that person who was in Kauai was not me. I wasn't in that body. And that self just reassembled somewhere else. It was truly a short time. It takes a long time to recover from some things. If you're having a major operation, it's being done in the body you don't own. It's the body you think you have. And I'm telling you that if you are able to forget yourself and lose yourself and not be there in body, it depends on your tenure, a day or a week or a month. But if you're able to lose that consciousness of body, come into the spiritual awareness of light, just stay in it, what you must do will be directed. You won't have to make decisions. It just goes and it directs itself. And the light deposits you where you have to be.